Hello, everybody. Ashley here.
I'm Essence.
And this is On the Way Home.
On the Way Home is a podcast in which we unwind and talk about our lives in our 30s as roommates. From the foods we eat, the places we go, to dating and everything in between. Join us on our journey to figuring out this thing called life and having a great time along the way.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
On last week's episode, we discussed the good, the bad, and the ugly of living alone. On today's episode, we'll be discussing what it's like being in a roommate situation after living on our own for years. What made us decide we'd had enough of living alone? How did we find each other? Answers to all that and more this week on the Way Home.
So here we are, 1 month into being roommates, and what a journey it has been. It's been quite good so far. I mean, 1 month and we haven't killed each other.
I'm still alive. She didn't murder me.
Why would I be the murderer?
Because I'm the hype one.
Oh my god, that is true. Which kind of, you know, brings into play, like, the difference in our personalities. You know, you being an extra extrovert and me being an intra introvert.
Super in.
Super in. The more in, the better. Yeah, I mean, so far I've had a good time, honestly. I think you bring that out in me, and I kind of help you kind of
chill out.
Which, it's a good balance. I think we both kind of needed that in our lives a little bit.
Yin and yang.
Yeah, exactly. We do kind of want to start at the beginning and talk about our first night. and how fun it was. I mean, because we've been friends forever, it just seemed like we were hanging out, but then we kind of realized, like, oh shit, we live together.
We're not going home. It's like, after hanging out, it's like, you're
just going across the living room.
We're literally across the living room looking at, bye, bye, see you tomorrow.
Yes.
click. Doors closed.
Exactly. And we had a great experience with Del Taco. Shout out Del Taco.
We discovered that we are in love with Del Taco.
And for those of you guys who are rolling your eyes and like, ew, gross, don't knock until you try it.
First of all, you need to watch Frankie and Grace. Shout out to them.
Yes.
Okay. Frankie has changed our lives with Del Taco.
Yes. Del Taco is epic. And we are team Del Taco. We discovered that our first night. That was our first meal together, and it was a lot of fun.
Delightful. It was like gourmet.
Yeah. So day one, I mean, I think we were still hurting from the move because we did move rather abruptly. Mm-hmm. So we were both just kind of comatose from that situation, which was quite interesting in itself.
From deciding to move together to moving together took all of 3 days.
Yes. It was kind of impulsive, but it worked out, and we saved money in the long run, so it kind of just all came together, which was great. but yeah, so far, I mean, we're merging our routines, which is kind of interesting. I'm not a morning person.
I definitely am.
And so I'm trying to get there.
She's such a night owl, and I try to hang so bad, and it's like, Talking, sleep.
Yes. Which, I mean, being your friend, I've known that happens forever. So, yeah, just kind of getting used to that and being conscious of each other's time. We do have a lot of fun, which I can't say that I was having this much fun when I was living by myself. Because I had a pretty boring routine. I was just...
I was getting that way, too. It's like, y'all will start to realize my personality. That is so not me. I was just sitting in the house, chilling in a basement, sitting on a tricycle. Girls getting on my nerves. And nothing good was coming of it.
For those who don't know, that was a Fresh Prince reference.
It's like, now I have somebody to talk to. I no longer talk to myself as much. Because that was definitely a thing.
Yes. I mean, anyone who lives alone knows you talk to yourself. Don't lie. If you do, you're a psychopath. You talk to yourself.
You talk to yourself.
Because there's no one else to talk to. And I've made up songs about cheese. And nobody knows because I was by myself. So.
We definitely had to get used to, you talking to me? No, I was talking about myself. Oh, okay.
That did happen quite often. Like, who are you talking to? No, not you.
Like, that wasn't for me? Okay, cool.
So, yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of good. I mean, we've gone to the gym. That was fun. Mm-hmm. We actually last night played laser tag.
That was so fun.
That was a good workout.
We were killing the kids.
We did, all the children. There was a little tiny meatball who was coming after me, and I didn't appreciate that.
I shot him every chance I got. Okay. Yes. Had your back.
And I can honestly say, as an introvert, like, it's mostly due to your outgoing personality that has got me out the house, so I appreciate it. I'm having more fun. And there are days when we're just pretty quiet. I know it sounds like we're always hype and doing all the stuff, but for the most part, we cook dinner and, you know, mm-hmm. we're getting used to cooking meals.
As a unit.
Yes, as a unit. And it's been pretty fun. And I think people's assumption is that we're, like, constantly on top of each other, but that's not really true because we don't really see each other until the evening anyway.
Yes.
So
her work schedule. And then our rooms are so far.
Yes. Get yourself a nice large apartment. It will make things much easier. We cannot hear each other at all, which is kind of dangerous. Don't come to our house.
Right. Because I could be in there yelling her name and she's just la-di-doo-di-doo-di-doo.
Yeah. Once the doors close, I can't hear anything. It's strange.
Done. It's awesomely scary.
Mm-hmm. So, Essence, what do you like about having a roommate?
So for me, definitely having someone to chit chat with those times where I have, because I get spurts of energy, and you know, sometimes I just want somebody to bounce that energy off of. Like, I like running in your room and dancing, and she's like, "What in the world? Let me rest." I'm like, "No, it's good. It's cool.
It's cool." Definitely some major side eye going on there. And just dance it out, girl. Dance it out.
Me and the dog just come. Hey, Ashley, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Like, having, it makes me want to be in the kitchen more, definitely.
That's true.
I made rice yesterday, and for y'all, I can't make rice to save my life, and I was so proud of myself.
Full disclosure, I did not see this rice, but she did eat it, so. Hey.
It's a real thing, y'all. But I enjoy it. I do.
I'm enjoying the interaction as well, and, like, just having somebody to do stuff with sometimes. Like, sometimes I'd just be like, oh, I'm fine by myself, but you know, just like laser tag, like, who goes to laser tag by themselves? That's kind of creepy. So
like,
you know, and I love laser tag, so it's like it was fun to just, like, have a partner and, like, have that little competition, and you know, the joking and having fun is a good way to get the stress of the day off too, because work is stressful. But yeah, that's what I'm loving about it too, is just the connection and having someone there, especially since, you know, it's always fun and we don't really have tension.
We don't. I can honestly say I don't dislike it at all.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have anything that's like, well, she snores. Because how would I fucking know? Like, she's on the other side of the world.
That's true.
We don't have, neither of us are really messy and nasty, so house stays clean, and I'm like, that's awesome. Even with us, with us now having a dog.
Yes. I didn't have a dog before.
Now we do. We are a family unit.
Okay. Yeah. I don't have any dislikes either. I mean, everything stays clean. My OCD is in check. Like,
y'all don't even know.
She puts up with it, and that's fine. And so, I mean, so far, so good. I mean, I think that after living alone, I would definitely recommend, having a roommate and going down the road, because there are many benefits to it, just in your personal life and, you know, for saving money. I mean, I can't stress that enough.
That's a huge one.
Being able to not have to spend so much on bills and still live in a decent place and a decent neighborhood, and, you know, it just, it's great.
That, yeah, having similar tastes in where we want to live.
Exactly. It's very important.
So huge.
Go ahead and get you a roommate.
Maybe you don't have one. I don't really feel like having a roommate affects too much of my day-to-day besides, like, us having dinner together and, like, talking. And it doesn't, like, alter my routine.
Mm-mm.
There's no, like, oh, I can't do this because she's here.
Exactly. I mean, we have full-on conversations with other people in front of each other. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I have to go to my room. I don't feel like I have to be, like, sequestered to one part of the house, you know, that kind of thing.
Like, the common area doesn't feel like, oh, man.
Yeah.
She's in here.
And I've definitely been in situations like that with a roommate where it's like, oh, I'm just going to stay in my room. I don't want to deal with this. Like,
what?
And it's so uncomfortable. So I definitely appreciate not having to be that. I can be myself.
And another thing, neither of us really have a lot of company.
That's true.
We don't. And the people that we do hang out with, for the most part, we know.
Mm-hmm.
Which really helps.
Yeah. The mutual friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's and, no sketchy, like, ooh, are you going to steal my stuff?
Well, or? I think also we have mutual respect for each other that the people that you don't know, we make it a point to just introduce and, mm-hmm. you know, no bad vibes there kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. Oh, furniture.
Oh, yeah.
So when we moved in, I threw so much. I just threw the whole house away. I was ready to start a new. I basically brought my bedroom and bathroom.
I ended up bringing most of my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
This
is because she's very anal. I didn't care as much. I knew she would.
Which, you know, goes back to our personalities kind of just working. Because I was like, oh, I don't know. And, like, we really had 0.3 seconds to get the H out
mm-hmm.
of the other apartments. So
it was sink or swim. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, let it go. Let it go.
Exactly.
Full on Elsa.
Yeah. I mean, but the house is coming along. We got some extra decorating to do, which is kind of fun. I think we're going to paint.
Y'all, she loves crisp white everything. And I'm like, fill the walls. I want things everywhere. She's like,
absolutely
not. You
make it sound like it's an insane asylum. Like padded walls and shit.
She's just so particular to make me realize how I'm just like, ooh, whimsical. Throw some color. Yeah, throw some. That color does not go with this. And then hues of this. And this is this has gray in it. I don't know nothing. I know the primary colors, y'all. And oh, she asked goodness. Me about these colors. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no idea what that is. My room has all the colors. Oh, the whole gosh. Entire rainbow.
Our rooms do look completely different.
We don't even look like we're in the same home.
No, we don't.
Hers is very chic and stylish and modern, and mine is very, yeah.
We'll post online on IG
the
difference of our rooms look like for all of those who are curious.
You'd be like, what? They live together? Yes, we do.
Don't forget to follow us at onthewayhome.pod on Instagram.
IG.
Mm-hmm. I mean, overall, I would say, yeah, roommates a 10.
Roommates are the bomb.com, you guys. Living alone, I think everybody should experience living alone.
Mm-hmm.
Not for an extended period of time, I think. Because it is a lot.
I do believe that we as humans aren't really meant to be
I don't think
by
so.
Ourselves.
We're
like
not supposed
that.
To, excuse me, be alone. That's why I keep having a dog. You're like, why you have a dog? Because I need something living there. And I can't guarantee that I'll keep a plant alive.
I killed my poor plant, Vera. She died.
Was it a
aloe plant? Yes.
Oh my god, I killed one too.
And I don't know how that happened because
like
they're supposed to.
Everybody says they go.
They're
can
supposed
live.
To live. Vera was dead. Okay,
Vera
no
was...
reviving Vera.
How do you dry out a dry plant?
I really named her too, and I thought I was so awesome and got the soil and the plant food and.
It was done. Said.
R.I.P.
A little piece of vine that I have is just—it's been surviving this month.
Yeah, thanks to the sun.
All the sun. I love sunlight, y'all. She's not for it.
Yeah, we're really opposite on a lot of things, but it works. So
I'm like, I want the birds to chirp and help me get dressed in the morning. She's like, please don't.
Morning? What?
What is that? Awesome.
Well. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Now for a segment we call Asking for a Friend. This is a portion of our show where we're asking questions from you all out there in podcast land. And since we're still building up to our millions of followers, here are some questions we got from our family and friends. Okay, so the first question, why men be fuckboys, bruh?
It's hilarious.
Well, I'm sure we'll have another podcast about this, but I mean, they just act up these days. It's kind of hard out here in these streets.
I think a lot of men think with their penis as opposed to the brain. Just like, where can I poke and poke?
Yeah.
Can I poke you? How can I poke you?
I think the key is just being able to spot one from afar. Notice those red flags and make a left on that.
Excuse me, sir. Are you a fuckboy?
Yeah. Lessons learned there on that one.
Why are you a fuckboy? Well, that's Mandarin.
Hey.
We're not bashing y'all. This is... Don't be a fuckboy.
Moral of the story, don't be a fuckboy. Next question. Are you from Atlanta?
I was basically raised in Atlanta, but I am originally from Philadelphia.
Oh, cheesesteaks.
Oh, the meats and cheese.
Meats and cheese.
Onions. Mayonnaise.
Oh, God.
Arrow's roll. I mean, it's a whole thing. Yeah.
It's okay. A whole thing. I was born in Nebraska. I only lived there for a brief time, and then came here as a small child and lived here ever since. So I like to consider myself a peach from here.
You said that was fun.
I cannot. Oh, here's a good one. Is it easy to have a podcast?
I mean, it's not hard, but it's work.
Yeah, it does take time to get used to it and edit and, you know, script building and all that. I mean, we're doing our best. No, I like it. I think it's fun. And I think as long as we keep that,
the fun makes it easy.
Yeah, keep it fun, keep it light. It doesn't seem like work. So it's pretty cool. We're liking it so far.
Jeez, I love being a podcaster and podcast
now. We get to talk to you guys.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, guys. So, we would definitely like you to go to our Twitter or DM us on Instagram at onthewayhome.pod to submit questions, and we will answer them next week.
Yes, we will. Thank you so much for listening.
That's our show. Thanks so much for listening.
You all are amazing.
All right.
We love you all.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to On the Way Home with Ashley and Essence. If you liked our show and you want to join the conversation, visit us on Twitter at On the Way Home Pod. Catch us next week when we dive into single life and dating.